shared journeys. During his 30 years with Guide Dogs New South Wales ACT, John Payne has witnessed the introduction of many new initiatives, including audible tactile road crossing signals, GPS and talking technologies, phone apps and computers that have given our clients so much more opportunity to be independent.
When I first started out, I was a one-man band in Newcastle with no office or support. Back then, my role was developing and delivering orientation and mobility services to existing clients and working throughout the region to build up referral networks for new clients.
John was manager of the Newcastle office from 1990 until 2013. And during that time, there was a lot of change, with 9 instructors and an office liaison person now covering metropolitan and rural Newcastle and areas such as the Central Coast, Nelson Bay and Foster.
In the early days, Newcastle was recovering from the 1989 earthquake. It sure was interesting training people with sight loss when there were chimneys on the footpaths and tradesmen working on the awnings above with their radios blasting.
Rural areas don't always have the infrastructure of the big cities, especially public transport, but the training is similar, if a little more laid back. There's a wide variety of environments and challenges which make regional work very interesting.
It's been wonderful to play a part in some of the changes that have made a huge difference for people with vision loss, like the audible tactile road crossing signals. I had a great working relationship with a fellow from the Department of Main Roads, now Roads and Maritime Services, who contacted me about where to place the signals. I worked with him for 20 years, and we managed to get tactile traffic lights installed all over the region. Another great area of progress has been our children's programs. Being able to introduce mobility skills to very young children is a fantastic move forward. Originally, children weren't referred to guide dogs until they were 10, but I often managed to break the rules and teach preschool children how to use a cane. Now, it's the norm.